Thanks for listening to this Arrow FM podcast shared on accessmedia.nz with the support of New Zealand On Air.
This Arrow FM podcast was brought to you with the support of New Zealand On Air.
Nau mai, haere mai, and welcome to this practice of Yoga Nidra to light the way forward. Maybe you are like me and finding the harshness of the world is beyond words, beyond thoughts, beyond your comprehension. And maybe you're like me and having to face all sorts of tough decisions that are closer to home too. And maybe you are like me and you feel the need to take a break from all the hard pointy things and regroup so that there is energy to keep on fighting, keep on advocating, and keep on caring. Yoga Nidra is a powerful tool that can recharge your batteries, regulate your fried nervous system, and allow your mind to steep in a neutral space where you might find fresh solutions. And while on the surface it might seem that you're opting out, retreating to a cave for a nap and being a sloth, you're actually practicing and experiencing a pathway to liberation, not only for yourself, but for team humanity and in turn the whole planet. When we linger in liminal spaces between sleep and alertness, we can bring our awareness to the experience of waking up over and over many times. And this allows us to wake up to all the delusions and illusions that mask our daily life. This is so potent in a time when we question reality every time we hear the news, when we start to question who is benefiting from the systems we live within. And when we bring that awareness to each and every action we take, this teensy little snoozy space becomes a rest revolution, calling on your soul to wake up while you restore, recover, and face the frenzy once again. So if that sounds like what you need, then please take this time to create and settle into your little nidra nest. And this might be a familiar place at home, maybe your bed, your sofa, or the floor. But you could do this under your desk at work or on a park bench on your lunch break, and even on the good earth herself at the edges of a peace rally. Make yourself comfy with whatever items you have at hand. If you're at home, this might be blankies and cushions. But if you're out and about during your day, this might be rolled up jumpers or jackets. And find the position that feels really supportive for you. Whether that's lying down, whether that's leaning into a backrest of a chair, or maybe even easing your back against a tree trunk. Whatever position you choose, feel the connection your spine makes with the support beneath or against it. When those in power seem to be invertebrates, it becomes necessary for us to remember that we have spines, that we have hearts, and that we have voices. So every time we lie down and connect our spine to the living, breathing, pulsing life force of the earth beneath, we are connecting to something far greater, far more powerful, so vast that we are humbled. When our spines meet the earth, we start to listen rather than speak. We listen with our ears, our hearts, and through the sensations our bodies emanate in response to this act of connection, we become a conduit for Papa Tuanuku. So feeling each and every part of the back of your body that is clicking into this connection, all the tree roots, all the mycelium pathways, they're like little cables plugging into each and every vertebra. Each and every vertebra is a source of information, of songs, of deep understanding from Papa Tuanuku, a gift from the earth to humanity, a guide to lead the way forward. feeling this connection through the back of your skull and all the way down through each vertebra, through your upper back and shoulders, your middle back, your lumbar region, the sacrum, and all the way to the very tip of your tailbone. Your spine, supported by the spine of the earth, back to back, holding each other up. Papatuanuku has your back. She holds you and supports you. And maybe you can feel the support spreading down through your legs. She is holding the weight of your hips and your pelvis, holding the weight of your buttocks and your thighs, holding the weight of your shins and your calves, holding the weight of your heels and your ankles, and all the way down through the soles and the tops of your feet. She is holding you even at the very tips of your toes, big toes, your second toes, your third and fourth and little toes. And maybe you can feel that support through the back of your body as your next breath invites your awareness to travel from the very tips of your toes all the way up the backs of your legs, through your spine, and spreading out and into your arms. Papatuanuku is holding your shoulders, your upper arms, your elbows. She is holding your forearms and your wrists. She's supporting the backs of your hands and the palms of your hands and each and every finger, your thumbs, your first fingers, middle fingers, ring fingers and little fingers. And then feeling your awareness moving back through your fingertips and all the way back up to your arms and feeling all the way into the back door of your heart space, in between your shoulder blades. And welcoming whatever your heart can sense arising here today. Welcoming any thoughts arising. Welcoming any feelings arising. Welcoming any sensations. Can you feel your heart beating in time with the heart of the song of the earth beneath? Are you singing the same song? And maybe offering your exhalation to the earth, a gift from your body. And maybe feeling that your next inhalation is a gift of nourishment from the earth to yourself. A soft and effortless exchange, nourishing and supporting one another. Finding that perfect balance of giving and receiving. And you may simply choose to stay here, spine to spine, feeling the support, creating the symbiotic relationship with Papatuanuku, or you may wish to journey around your body, bringing light and awareness to all the shadows, so that you might find a way forward, perhaps for yourself, or maybe even for Team Humanity. And if you wish to take this journey, then you might like to see your body as it is resting, feeling all the points where you're held. And perhaps you can see your resting body as the sacred space that it is. And maybe you've been gifted many tiny, tiny little candles, golden little candles to light the path forward, to illuminate each and every part of your body, each and every part of your mind, each and every part of your soul so that you can see everything afresh. So placing one of these tiny little golden candles right there at the very crown of your head. And as you strike the match, and it's a very, very long match, you can smell that amazing phosphorus rush as the light strikes off the match and lights that first candle. Feeling the warmth and the glow right here at the very crown of your head. And then placing and lighting another tiny candle at Vatumanawa, the space in between your eyebrows, the seat of your inner vision. And seeing the warmth of that candle, feeling it, the warmth of the candle seeping down between your eyebrows and casting this light over the whole sleeping landscape of your body. Placing and lighting another candle at the little dip in between your collarbones. And then three further candles for your right shoulder, your elbow, and your wrist. Seeing all the candles flickering. And then placing five tiny little candles on the very tips of your right thumb, first finger, middle finger, ring finger, and little finger. And letting your awareness move back through your wrist, your elbow, your shoulder. And just pausing for a moment at the little candle and that little dip in between your collarbones. And just seeing the dancing light of all the candles across your right arm, through your right hand. And taking another three candles and lighting them, this time at your left shoulder, your elbow and your wrist. And five more tiny little candles for your left thumb, first finger, middle finger, ring finger and little finger. Feeling the warmth of the glow of the candles. As your awareness moves back through your wrist, your elbow and your shoulder. And pausing once more, that little dip in between your collarbones. Seeing the flickering light through the left arm and the right arm. And then taking a larger golden candle and placing this right in the center of your heart, a golden glow here right at the center of your heart. A candle for the right side of your chest and the left side of your chest, and feeling the warmth of the flames seeping through the whole of the upper part of your body. Another candle for your belly and one for your pelvis. And then three further candles for your right hip, your knee and your ankle. Five tiny tea lights for the very tips of your toes, your big toe, second toe, third and fourth and little toe. And as your awareness comes all the way back through your ankle, your knee and your hip, just pausing here for a moment in your pelvis, seeing the flickering light across your right leg, all the candles aglow. And then three further candles for your left hip, your left knee, your left ankle. Five tiny tea lights for the very tips of your toes, your big toe, second toe, third and fourth and little toe. Feeling your awareness just traveling back through your ankle, your knee, your hip. Pausing for a moment here in your pelvis and seeing the glow of all the candles down both legs. The warmth of the candles, the flickering light. Letting your awareness come back to the candle at your belly, at your heart space, at the little dip in between your collarbones, and all the way back to Fatumanawa, the point between your eyebrows, the the seat of your inner vision, your all-seeing heart. And casting this inner gaze across all the flickering candles, feeling the warmth, the golden light, the smell of beeswax like honey perfume. And then feeling into the support beneath your spine, Papa Tuanuku holding your back, spine to spine, vertebra to vertebra. She has got your back. And with this feeling of support holding your body, feeling the warmth of the candles like a blanket over the front of your body, the warmth and the light of the candles seeping through your body, illuminating your whole body within and without. The candles illuminating the wisdom held in each and every cell of your body, nourished by the connection from the wisdom of the earth beneath. And is the light of the candles creating a path forward, a new vision, a new earth? Taking a moment to pause and listen. And then feeling into the space of your heart, the space deep behind your sternum, and in the back door of your heart too, in the space between your shoulder blades. And what is arising here now? Has the light of the candles brought a glow to your heart's true desire? And then letting that go and feeling back into your spine, feeling the strength of your spine, that source of connection with the earth beneath. And maybe just rocking a little from side to side, preparing your spine to rise once more and face the day, face the task at hand. And perhaps wriggling your fingers and your toes, feeling the power in your legs, ready once again to stand strong in your full power. Feeling your hands awakening, ready to take action. And taking a big sigh out. Ah, or a yawn. And hearing your voice resonating through your body, ready to speak your truth. And slowly rolling over and onto your side, a fully charged human, ready to connect with the day, whatever it might bring. This practice of Yoga Nidra is now complete, and thank you for listening.